Hey, Roros, this is the Royally Obsessed podcast. I'm Roberta.
And I'm Rachel.
And we're hopping on today for a quick bonus episode in light of the utterly heartbreaking and devastating news about the Princess of Wales.
This definitely took us completely by surprise. I feel like we were not at all expecting an announcement on this Friday, nor the contents of what this announcement would be. It was not at all what we were expecting.
Yeah, so we're going to play right now Kate's video that she recorded and released today at 2 p.m.
I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you personally for all the wonderful messages of support and for your understanding whilst I've been recovering from surgery. It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family, but I've had a fantastic medical team who have taken great care of me, for which I'm so grateful. In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment. This, of course, came as a huge shock. And William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family. As you can imagine, this has taken time. It has taken me time to recover from major surgery in order to start my treatment. But most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte, and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay. As I've said to them, I am well. And getting stronger every day by focusing on the things that will help me heal in my mind, body, and spirits. Having William by my side is a great source of comfort and reassurance too, as is the love, support, and kindness that has been shown by so many of you. It means so much to us both. We hope that you'll understand that as a family, we now need some time, space, and privacy while I complete my treatment. My work has always brought me a deep sense of joy, and I look forward to being back when I'm able. But for now, I must focus on making a full recovery. At this time, I'm also thinking of all those whose lives have been affected by cancer. For everyone facing this disease, in whatever form, please do not lose faith or hope. You are not alone.
I mean, I think our initial reaction was, I was just tearing up at the end. It felt like there was so much emotion in her voice. She really looks so put together, as we're so used to. But I think just to hear that in the beginning and at the end, a little bit of a voice cracking up, it just really got me. What about you, Rachel?
Yeah, I feel like she comes across as incredibly strong in this statement, but also shaky and like they've been through a lot. I think what really struck me is when we heard slightly ahead of time that there would be an announcement about this, I really just thought it would be a statement, right? Like a written statement, what we're used to from the palace. It really surprised me that we had a video of her talking to camera. But I think that we have reached the point in this news cycle on this topic where I would imagine they felt that that was required for validation that this is the truth.
Yeah, not only the need to show that she's okay, that she's doing well. You know, she says that she reassures everyone that she is well, she is going to be okay, and she's getting stronger every day. She's focusing on her mind, body, and spirits, which I really liked that part. But also that we see her for the first time in a long time in not just photo form. We see her on video telling us this. It does feel really reassuring.
Yes, and we saw that it was verified that it was filmed at Windsor Castle on Wednesday. But I think, yeah, to hear her voice. I think what really struck me is the more than one acknowledgement of William's support and how hard it has been to tell George, Charlotte, and Louis in the right age-appropriate ways. And I think you immediately go to those difficulties, and it speaks to the privacy that they were asking for. And it's hard not to feel incredibly just awful about the way that this news cycle has spiraled out of control with attention on her whereabouts.
Yeah, I do want to go back and recap for a second, because I know that in mid-January, the palace released the statement that Kate was undergoing planned abdominal surgery. There was no mention of cancer. That Kensington Palace statement did not say the word cancer. It also didn't rule it out. Then we had a palace spokesperson going on the record to the media saying that it wasn't cancer. And that does track with what Kate says, is that she went in for a planned abdominal surgery. They had a successful surgery. It was successful. She was an outpatient and they did find cancer, and she's undergoing preventative chemotherapy. I feel like that is the main crux of this, is it's preventative chemotherapy. We don't know what type of cancer, but the palace did not rule it out in that initial statement.
But it was originally thought to be non-cancerous, which she described. So I think that that's where that statement that we got, that it wasn't cancer related, because I do feel like we all really immediately ruled that out. There, I think that the media and the coverage of it really kind of firmly made it sound like it was not cancer. And I think we all breathed a sigh of relief. And so it's really, really devastating, I think, for all of us that just adore following the royals and Kate in particular. And just it's just so shocking.
Yeah, it totally is. I know that you and I are in agreement, too, that this timing, after we've had all these recent news stories about the medical breach of privacy, feels mm-hmm. like Kensington Palace may have felt they needed to get out ahead of whatever was mm-hmm. found, because we know that at least three hospital staffers were found to have tried to access the Princess of Wales file while she was at the London hospital. They said that this didn't happen to Charles. His privacy, his medical records are still untouched, untapped. But we do know that Kate's medical records this week, they're investigating and they've said they've taken the disciplinary steps. But it is so interesting that, you know, now we have this announcement. They might have had to tamp down on whatever was found in those records until they could get this out.
Yeah. And I also do think that so much of the speculation has been about Easter weekend, which is upon us, right? And based on this video statement, it doesn't sound like we're going to see Kate for quite some time after this. And I think that that was probably a necessity as well, because people, you know, we were all kind of anticipating, including us, that we would really see her within the next 2 to 3 weeks, right after the school break or Easter weekend as a surprise. And I think that that speculation would have felt very intense with what she's going through.
Yeah, I just saw this morning royal sources told Hello Magazine that Kate, William, and the kids are all decamping to Norfolk. They're going to wait out at least the next month there at Anmer Hall. So they're going to be near the Sandringham estate and having a little bit of peace and quiet and time away from the spotlight, which is, you know, they say she needs time, space, and privacy to recover. That's where they'll be at least till the kids go back to school after Easter break.
Yeah, I actually was struck in the statement by the firmness and sort of just clarity of the words when she said, "We hope that you'll understand that as a family, we now need some time, space, and privacy while I complete my treatment," which you said. But I feel like it really is sort of this direct line to everything that has been coming their way. I really do feel that, you know, I think back now, just like the level of scrutiny, even on William, it's just been such an intense time. I can't imagine yeah. what they've all been going through. And then knowing that Charles simultaneously is dealing with his own cancer treatment, it's so much for a family to bear.
And that was Charles's cancer was found in very much the same way, you know, for sort of a routine prostate enlargement surgery that was then found to be cancerous. So it really just speaks to how, I mean, it's great that she's shedding a light on something that would have not been so alarming, that now is cancer, that we should all be going in for these regular checks. I literally this morning, Rachel, got a call from my gynecologist. So it's just like yes. been a really strange day. And it's, you know, it's so scary, but I have hope. I feel like she looks great. She says she's recovering. We have to take her at her word and like leave her alone now for a while.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I do feel like she's did also say she's in the early stages. So I do feel like this is just getting started for her with this course of chemotherapy. We did hear some statements from various sources that were wishing the Princess of Wales well. And particularly, you and I were both struck by King Charles, who I felt this was quite personable to say. He's so proud of Catherine for her courage in speaking as she did, but also that he remains in the closest contact with his beloved daughter-in-law. Beloved daughter-in-law feels very sweet and supportive during this time.
Yeah, and also calls out the courage she had in speaking up about this on video. I mean, that's got to be pretty scary. Also, we had UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak post a statement to X saying that Kate has the love and support of the whole country and that she's shown tremendous bravery. She had been unfairly treated by certain sections of the media around the world and on social media. So just yeah. definitely echoing what I feel like a lot of people have felt, which is that the speculation, the conspiracy theories, that all of it reached such a fever pitch in the past few weeks, starting from when William bowed out of the memorial service for King Constantine. Right. I think that's when it really peaked, or it started, kicked off at that moment.
I wonder if it feels good for them. I know it's the intensity and the spotlight that's on them is so much, but I feel like just having it out there, you know, it's like that, just like, okay, now please leave us alone for a little bit. I wonder if that transparency is helpful or if they just feel that they were pressured and backed into a corner. I'm not sure. But I think you and I both are just really sad, you know, and I think we so appreciate this community and the chance to share our feelings together. I mean, I'm so grateful eternally for Roberta always. I feel like, I mean, Roberta and I have just been basically on the phone since the news broke, but even before that, when we knew it was coming. So it's been a rough day.
I feel really kind of dizzy about all that's happened.
I feel a little numb
this morning. We have both been asked to go on a few different outlets for press, and that's really intense as well. And so we will be keeping you guys updated, but we just wanted to hop on and say a few last words. Do you have anything else to add, Rachel?
Yeah, I think I would just say that, you know, to echo Kate's words, that we are thinking of everyone that is affected by cancer. And I think that it's the visibility that that places on this experience is so important as a bigger picture sort of thing. And then we'll obviously be talking a lot more in detail about all of this next week. But that's all I have from here.
All right. Well, that's all from us. Till next week.
God save the pod.